Episode 2182, When the Unexpected Becomes an Invitation.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. The countdown is on. We are officially one day away. Okay, counting today, and then you have tomorrow, and then it is a brand new year. So take a deep breath. It's Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get your health and your wellness on track when the unexpected becomes an invitation. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, so much of our days are spent planning what we want while leaving out what we already have. But the real transformation begins when the unexpected becomes an invitation. You know what? The new year is around the corner, and now begins the preparation for what you want in the next year. As the old rings in the new, begin thinking about where you are now and where you want to go, and be open to the unexpected. I mean, seriously, look how this year has turned out. Lots of people complained and whined that they don't get enough time with their family, and poof, in 2020, here we go. This has not been the issue, right? We've had plenty of time with our families. Most of our household were in, you know, graced by the presence of each other because of COVID shutdowns. That became the invitation to connect to your family. A very unexpected, but a blessed invitation too. This new year, don't be so adamant about what has to happen for you to do what you need to do or what you want to do. Instead, when the unexpected becomes an invitation, do what works. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do what works. The worst thing you could do for yourself is to fall into the complainer's mode, saying, I can't do this, I've tried. You give up before you even start. No, you got to work on what you can do and what works for you now in the season. Because the best gift you can give yourself is not fussing over perfection. If perfection is the only way you know, this will slow down your progress. Let overwhelm escape your everyday. You don't need it, and do what works. That's the focus here. And so what does it look like in real life? Well, it's three things. Number one, focus, flexibility, and finally, number three, fight. So we're going to start with focus. Focus on what you can do in the present. Too much of us are always looking towards the future. Yes, the future is important, but you have right now at this moment. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. So you don't want to fret over your past. You don't want to worry about tomorrow. You've got to focus on where you are right now and be present. So focus on what you can do now. Some people will say, oh, well, I just can't afford to take care of myself and go to a gym. Great. Guess what? You can work out at home. They're like, oh, but I don't have the materials. You don't need materials. You see, if you need actual weights, you can use canned food. You can use water bottles. You can use gallons of milk, or I would suggest waiting till you drink the gallon of milk, rinse it really well, wash it out, and then fill it with water, or you can even fill it with sand. But you don't even have to spend money, right? You just use what you have. But almost always, notice how I said that, it's kind of weird, right? Oxymoron, almost always. There's always an excuse for something. Oh, I don't have time for it. I don't have the finances. I don't have the right equipment. I don't have the cute outfit. I don't have a gym membership. I don't have enough money to buy the food I need to eat. I don't. Well, if you're always focused on the don't, how in the heck are you ever going to focus on the present? So start focusing on what you can do right now in this season. That's where your head needs to be. Get in the game there. Focus right there. If you do that, oh my goodness, you're going to be miles ahead of where you were even last year. I look at this season right now, the holiday season, and I have been very diligent at walking. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I have not walked for 4 days straight. Now, that might come to a shock for some, but understand this. Just because I haven't walked doesn't mean that I can't eat healthy. Doesn't mean that I don't try to get as many steps as I can. If I have to run an errand, guess what? I park at the very back, right? The long parking lot, the very back part of where I need to be headed so I can walk all the way in. My children are like, really, Mom? Do you really need to get those steps? And I'm like, yes, it does my body good and it'll do yours good too. So I know that for me right now, during this holiday season, my family takes priority over my exercise. Now, my exercise, though, doesn't fall short. It's just not the priority. I've been staying up a little bit later, and so sleep is important. So I have been giving myself permission to sleep, get what I need, and then make sure I eat healthy, and then bonus if I can get my longer walks in. Because you see, the new year, I'm changing it up a little bit. And you're going to end up kind of catching on because lots of exciting things are happening around the corner. But for me personally, I know that I'm going to start strength training again. I haven't done it for a while for a multitude of reasons. One, injury. My health for my joints is very vital. I have got to take care of this body. And so if I know that I can't do it, then I don't. So what have I been doing? What I can do, and that's walking. And I've been doing it every day, months upon months upon months. And I have been gaining progress. And some people are like, well, but then if you are slacking in that area, don't you think you need to make time? Yes, but I'm not losing anything because I'm still taking care of myself by how I eat, how I'm sleeping, and the amount of water I'm drinking. So focus on what you can do in the present. Number two, flexibility. You gotta be flexible. Flexibility is the key in each season. If you are a mama who has young ones, I'm telling you right now, you have got to be flexible because there are gonna be times that you have to be all in with them. And yes, that means you sacrifice what you need because of their needs. But then if you look at a mom who has older children and they actually can maybe fend for themselves, as in food, they can pour themselves a bowl of cereal and a glass of milk and enjoy some time, well, then guess what? You can go work out during that time. And I know if you've got kids that are schooling now at home and you have to kind of be that secondary teacher now, paying attention, then you may be looking at, okay, when can I work out? I may need to get up 30 minutes early to get maybe a 15, 20 minute workout in so I can at least be dressed and ready to go. So flexibility is the key in the season that you're in right now. Don't get flustered over what you can't do. Every single time you focus on that, you lose sight of what is. And that is where you need to be. Focus, flexibility. And finally, number three, fight. Fight for you. You matter. And that means you have to be willing to say, okay, you know what? I am putting myself first and I'm not going to feel guilty about it. Now, yes, you have to put yourself first within reason. There are some things that are the question marks, right? They're going to come up and you're going to say, yeah, well, I guess if I have an infant, I really need to take care of them. Yes, you do. And so how you squeeze in the time for you, you figure it out. It's this season that you're in, but that doesn't mean this season's going to last forever. So understand you do what you can do under your own strength right now with the season that you're in and fight for what you need. Now, let's say you have older children and they can still take care of themselves, but they need you to run them to activities. So maybe there are a couple days during the week that your spouse can actually take them and you can use that time to focus on you. However, let me caution you. When you do that, be sure you're doing it for the right reason. Don't use it for time to clean the house or do laundry. No. Say, you know what? I asked my hubby to go take care of the children for me, to run them, so that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I can take care of me. And that allows me to better serve my family. Fight for you. You matter. I know this year has been a tough year for a lot of us. In fact, a lot of us have found ourselves at home, and some are getting actually less healthy because they have the munchies. And they go and they're like, oh, I'm here. I can eat anytime I want to. Where if you're actually at work, maybe you're doing other things and you're not distracted by the kitchen. So a lot of people have run into health issues this year, not just with COVID-19, but literally dealing with health, everyday life. And instead of getting yourself wrapped up in what you can't do, focus on what you can. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Don't sit there and look at your neighbor. Don't look at your sister. Don't look at your mom. Don't look at any of your in-laws, right? Take care of you. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm going to love that person this year like I've never loved her before. You need to love who you are. And yeah, it's tough. I get it, because life happens. But you don't have to leave yourself behind any longer. When you give up perfection and comparison, there you will find your rainbow to transformation. So you ready to find your rainbow this year? It's time to start. This is the preparation time. So think about what you need to do and do what works right now at this moment. Guess what? You have 2 days until the new year strikes. So guess what? Do what you can right now. And don't sit there and say, oh, well, I'm just going to use these 2 days to party up, because you know what? Come the new year, I have got to be so strict. You know what? That's not going to work either. I want you to be realistic. I want you to look at your life differently and say, you know what? What I do here on out, it's going to be creating a lifestyle. I want to create my now. That's my focus. It's not about perfection. It's not about trying to have what the Joneses have. No, that's not it. I need to do and use the talents that God has given me. I need to take care of the body that God has given me, because I only get one, and I really don't want to try to be the bionic Wonder Woman. I'm just going to be me. And I want to look at myself in the mirror, and I want to love that person that I see on the other side. So you ready to do that? Go catch your rainbow today. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed and beautiful day. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.